Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
While many are spending time with loved ones and gearing up for Christmas, some residents of Cinderella Park in Maritzburg say nothing has been jolly this festive season. They say they've been without power since May. Section B residents say a transformer was damaged and promises to correct the issue by the Umsunduzi municipality have not been honoured. A resident who wished to remain anonymous says life without power has been extremely difficult. She says they rely on wood and gas for cooking, which she says is expensive. The resident says they use candles and phones for light and struggle to keep food from spoiling. She says in October they finally had enough and confronted ward councillor Roy Rum.
He said he must come to Cinderella. He refused to come to Cinderella. He said he must come to the wall. The municipal people are the maybe there, the people from the municipality. When we got to the wall, the municipality people were there. They spoke and they said, oh no, in other places the people were there to pay for their transformers like in Sobantu and all that. Then he says, oh no, he went to go speak to the municipality. The municipality said they want 3,000 rand per consumer.
Councillor Rum says transformers are being damaged due to illegal connections and overloads and adds that some residents haven't paid their electricity bills for years. He's confirmed that each household is required to pay for a transformer.
I fought from 22,000 to 1,000 rand. All they need to pay is 1,000 rand and they will get their transformer because they haven't been paying for light for almost 15 years. Not only my ward, there's about six councillors in Umsunduzi where transformers are messed up. Some people have been paying, but some are refusing. They say they don't want to pay. So there's nothing I can do. It's a decision of Umsunduzi municipality's finance team that we cannot lay out money when we're not getting anything. Municipalities are battling for money.
The municipality has been reached for comment. And in other news, residents in the South Coast are picking up the pieces after yesterday's severe thunderstorms and heavy rains left extensive damage in the area. Several roads in areas including Margate and Port Shepston have been flooded and filled with debris. The region was under a severe thunderstorm warning over the weekend. Wilco Kums, a pastor from Umdwendweni, says the heavy rainfall took him by surprise while he was hosting a community project yesterday.
We were kind of trapped underneath all our gazebos and tarpaulins. And so we couldn't see or watch our social media status. We were so busy trying to save that. But throughout that, we've lost many, many gazebos.
Wessels Pretorius, who's the CPF chairperson in Margate, says community members have joined hands to help affected residents.
NGOs and locals, as well as Rain Kunyeni Municipality and the Uga disaster teams, are currently busy recovering and cleaning up the area and the streets full of debris and broken branches.
A search is currently underway for two missing people in Umzumbe, as well as three men believed to have been swept away in Amanzimtoti. And further afield, 18 Colombian troops have been kidnapped while conducting an operation against a guerrilla group. Authorities say the soldiers were surrounded by nearly 200 people and forcibly transferred to an indigenous reservation in the country's northwest. Founded in 1964, the National Liberation Army is the oldest surviving guerrilla group in the Americas and controls key drug-producing regions in Colombia. The top story this hour, some residents of Cinderella Park in Maritzburg who've been without power for months say nothing has been jolly this festive season. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.